It began in 2008 as an ambitious $60 million program designed to bring high-speed internet to all public schools in Idaho. But it fell apart when a judge said it violated Idaho's procurement laws and the state Supreme Court ruled the deal was void. It fell to the Attorney General to try to get taxpayer money already paid to the companies back. Now the two sides are fighting over the money in court. The companies, Education Networks of America and CenturyLink Communications, say the state owes them $37 million in damages and back payments. But AG Lawrence Wasdin has filed a lawsuit of his own, saying the companies need to return tax dollars to the state. The companies want a federal judge to block Wasdin from forcing them to return the money. This month, the AG's office said Idaho courts should be the final arbiter in the case. Next, a U.S. district judge will try to sort it all out early in January. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.